There are no mulligans or do-overs in retirement planning, so you want to make sure you get it right the first time. Coming up on Plan Today on Tomorrow, we'll cover 9 lessons from the golf links you can apply to your retirement planning journey.
Uncover retirement concepts you need to know.
Welcome in
to Plan Today, Own Tomorrow with Gary Thurman.
Welcome into Plan Today, Own Tomorrow. Your host, Gary Thurman. Tennessee Valley, it's always about retirement planning. 25 plus years in the business. He is the lead at Team Guardian, Guardian Investment Advisors, fiduciary advisory firm, A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau. Great team. They've got Tide McIntosh, fellow advisor, Tim McDermott, portfolio manager, and co-hosting today, Tanner Moore, senior healthcare advisor, joining us on the program. But they have front office, they have back office, Kelsey, Bridget, Abby. It's all about helping you get ready for your retirement, having that plan, make sure it's customized to you. We're going to talk about a lot of things today. We're going to have a little fun because we're dealing with something that all three of the people you're listening to today absolutely love, and that is the game of golf. Gary and Tanner, welcome in. How you doing?
Doing good, buddy. How are you?
Doing good.
We get to talk a little golf.
It's going to be a great show.
A whole bunch of retirement, but again, we'll start with the golf part of this, and it's a lot of fun. So the Masters, it's right around the corner, and while those, you know, competing for the green jacket this year, they've shot at, you know, we've got a shot at about $18 million purse to take that to the bank, and most of us don't exactly have that kind of luxury. So today, we're going to apply just a few lessons from the game of golf to financial planning to help you on the course to your retirement, all right? I like that, to your course to your retirement. So again, yeah, lesson number one, Gary, don't get too focused on sinking the big hole in one, because we all want one, right?
Of course we do. Now listen, before we get started, who's your pick? I got to know who you guys picking.
That's
tough, right?
No,
there's a lot of good golf right now. You're going with Scotty.
Yeah.
Going with Scotty Scheffler. Tanner.
It's not tough. Scheffler, yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb right here. I'm not a live guy by any means, but Joaquin Niemann
is a
sleeper
good
pick.
I like it.
Okay.
I like it. My pick's Wyndham Clark, boys, for now. My emotional pick is Ricky Fowler and Tiger Woods, but I don't see it happening. But, hey, listen, Morgan, you were talking about not getting focused on sinking a hole in one. And guess what? That's the ultimate dream, right? If you're playing golf and you are a golfer, you want to get that hole-in-one at some point in your life. But how this reference to golf and retirement planning, I think a lot of people, you know, think of a hole-in-one. It's exciting, right? It happens quick. It's one shot. And I think a lot of people get caught up out there in that those get-rich schemes, you know. Crypto, it's one of the best examples I can give you. It's up, it's down, it's all over the place. Penny stocks. There's all kinds of different things where people are just trying to strike that one big hit, buy that one big stock. And you know, here at Guardian, we look at it as more of a long-term play. Hey, listen, I hope we get some big shots. I hope we get some big returns on some of the, you know, stocks that Tim's going to pick out for you. But the whole bottom line is here, don't try to get rich quick. Try to be the turtle instead of the rabbit here. Try to put a nice little pace to it. Don't try to always get a hole-in-one.
All right, so the hole-in-one is a big one, and we're going to go to Hollywood for this, just for a little sound effect, because I've never had one. Gary, have you had a hole-in-one?
Yes, sir, I have. It was one of the ugliest golf shots I've ever hit in my life, I'll be honest with you.
Tanner, have you had a hole-in-one?
I have not.
That was so much easier than putting. I should just try to get the ball in one shot every time.
Good play.
Okay, so again, that goes directly to what you just said, Gary. I mean, when you think about it, we all would love to get that get rich really quick, maybe pick that hot stock, you know, and it just goes to the moon and we don't have to worry anymore. But you said, you know, the turtle as opposed to the hare. We're not going to get hole-in-ones every time we go out and play golf. So same thing goes for retirement planning.
Absolutely. I love the quote there by Happy Gilmore. That was really cool. I mean, here's a solid takeaway from this. You got to look at true investments that are sustainable and proven to be consistent in the long term of things. You got to be prepared for those bumps in the road. And that's why you got to work with a team of advisors who are going to be watching this for you at all times. That's why Tim McDermott is on staff at Guardian. That is his job, to make sure that your portfolio is balanced, well-diversified, and well-rounded out, so you don't have to worry about getting that hole-in-one all the time, Morgan.
Choosing the right club. Here's lesson number two for you, and I think you'll recognize this clip.
I'm going to give you a little advice. There's a force in the universe that makes things happen. And all you have to do is
Get in touch with it.
Stop thinking. Let things happen. And be the ball.
All right. So, again, Caddyshack, the right club at the right time makes all the difference if you're on a par 5 as opposed to a par 3. You know, you're not going to use your pitching wedge off the tee on a par 5, are you, Gary?
I don't know. Maybe you will, Tanner.
You know, I love that movie, by the way. Caddyshack is just such a classic. But the closer you get to the green, you know, the more precise your strategy needs to be, right? It's a lot like retirement planning. The closer you get to the green, the more strategic and precise you want to be regarding your investments and your asset classes. As you use a driver, for example, when you tee off and you're trying to hit the fairway, it kind of goes into retirement planning journey. You'll use a completely different club as you are approaching the green, kind of like maybe a sand wedge, because there's a lot more hazards that are around. What we talk about, and I'll throw it to Gary here, we love a bucket approach strategy. Mm-hmm. And really, that is a huge thing that we use when we go to utilize, are you on the tee box or are you approaching the green?
Yeah, it comes to a point in your life, folks. Just like teeing off, you want to hit that driver. You want to make that big return. But that's when you're in your 30s and your 40s and maybe your early 50s. And then as life goes on, you get close to that green and you want to get it in the hole, not a hole in one, but you want to get it to that hole, and you're going to have to be more conservative. You're going to have to protect how you got there down the fairway by driving the ball a long ways, but you got to protect that gain that you got in the market. So there comes a time in your life where preservation is more important than accumulation, and creating that bucket strategy, Tanner, that you said, as long as we have that green bucket of money in place and you're never going to run out of money, you know, then we can be more, we can hit the driver a lot more because we got our putter in place.
I love that, hitting the driver.
Well,
love hitting drivers, yeah.
When you think about it, there's so many parallels to the game of golf and just getting ready for retirement. The game of golf is such a game of strategy, course management, getting, you know, from your tee box all the way to the green, and not just to the green, but in the hole. That is the absolute goal. We're going over, again, some lessons you can learn from the game of golf. And we're having some fun with Hollywood television. You'll hear some clips today. Lesson number one, don't get too focused on sinking that hole-in-one, getting that one big shot. Make sure you're planning for the entire retirement. And look, you don't want to gamble here. And again, right. Hole-in-ones are great. But they are rare. And then choosing the right club at the right time makes a huge difference. Same thing goes for retirement planning. And this last one, study the game, the rules, the fundamentals.
We're on the 15th hole. He's beating me by a couple of strokes. Then he's about to hit his second shot when he picks up the ball and cleans it.
So what?
The rules clearly state that you cannot clean the ball unless it's on the green. The rules are very clear about that.
Certainly are.
Yeah, so I penalized him a stroke.
So what happened?
He lost it. We almost came to blows. We're like face to face, like a manager and an umpire. You know, we're like, hey, what are you talking about?
You're in my face.
I still don't see what the big deal is.
Hey, a rule is a rule. And let's face it, without rules, There's chaos.
Yeah, that is just a – I mean, there are some amazing scenes from Seinfeld, but whenever they can throw golf in the mix, I mean, it really gets my attention. And Kramer's hair going all over the place when he's doing the umpire in the face
Absolutely,
thing.
Absolutely, yes.
Absolutely. But, I mean, he has a very good point. I mean, rules are there in golf. Same thing goes for retirement planning.
Yeah, rules and fundamentals. I mean, I think you got to look at, you know, a lot of different things when it comes to your retirement planning. I love what Tanner just said a few minutes ago about the whole club strategy. That's like diversification, because as you get closer to retirement, as you get closer to the green, there's going to be probably more water. There's probably going to be bunkers. There's going to be things that set you back on a risk level. And that's kind of knowing the rules, too. How do you approach retirement, folks? Because your ultimate goal is to never run out of money, hopefully have some kind of plan put together if you get sick, and then maybe your goal is to leave a big legacy for your family. But if you don't know the rules and fundamentals, you can make mistakes. Maybe you fail to take an RMD. Maybe you fail to plan for taxes. Morgan, you know I've been pounding that the last few weeks.
Yep.
That perfect storm's coming. And, folks, it's taxes. And are you planning for that inside of your retirement plan? And it is just like golf. Are you prepared for the day? Do you know the golf course? Do you know that your clubs are ready? Do you have the right equipment? Do you have a great caddy, maybe, or a great partner out there with you? All of this applies to retirement planning, because you got to have a team of professionals working with you. And I'll ask you one simple question. What's your golf level at right now? And with that, what is your retirement level at right now? because you only get one shot at retirement, Morgan, and you want to make sure you do it right. Just like when you step on that first tee, Tanner, you want to make sure you got the right club in your hand. And what Guardian will help you do is manage your game, manage your retirement planning, just like you do on the golf course. We want to make sure you pick the right clubs, folks, as you near retirement. And I want to take all the pressure off of you today. It's so easy. If you just give us a call, set up a 20-minute phone call or a Zoom call. I would love to see you in person as well. But if you're intimidated about coming in and talking with a firm, you're just not sure where you're headed, it's a 20-minute conversation between you and me. I will take that personal call. I will take that email or that Zoom meeting with you. And let's make sure we get your golf game / retirement plan in order so that you can birdie a lot of holes. That's the ultimate goal here, guys.
I tell you, you think about it. You're out on the golf course. And again, let's say you get on that first tee and you've got confidence. You had a good warm-up session. And, man, you just stripe it right down the middle of the fairway. Think about that confidence as you're walking to your next shot. And then, you know, you make that club selection based on yardage and you hit it to within kick-in distance. You know those shots? Where you know you're going to the green and you really don't have to putt. It's a really
short one. Can I cut you off? I don't know those shots very much.
I'm thinking the same thing, Morgan.
But I get your point, Morgan, when it comes to retirement planning. I do get your point, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that confident feeling. And that's what you want when you head towards retirement and through retirement. Call this number right now. And again, secure one of the appointments. 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. And again, this can be an hour-long sit-down in office. It can also be a 20-minute Zoom or regular phone call. It's an opportunity for you to kind of get to know Gary and the team. Tanner's there, too. And again, an opportunity for you to have that confidence on that first tee. If you have not started planning, this is a great opportunity. If you're in the middle of something, second opinion. 800-517-1575. Second opinion or mulligan. How about that? 800-517-1575. When we return, how can you avoid the financial planning yips? We hate that word in golf. It's not very good in retirement planning either. That's when we come back. Welcome back in to Plan Today, Own Tomorrow. Your host, Gary Thurman, and we also have Tanner Moore with us today, our senior healthcare advisor at Guardian Investment Advisors. And of course, Gary is lead at Team Guardian, fiduciary for advisory services, A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau. There's also a team approach at Team Guardian. It's Tim McDermott, portfolio manager, Tide McIntosh, fellow advisor. You also have Kelsey, Bridget, Abby, front office, back office, all about getting you ready for your retirement. Check out a great website, great resource for you, GIAplantoday.com. That's GIAplantoday.com. Links to the TV show, radio shows, and podcast form. There's so much great information. If there's an event coming up, you'll be able to find that. And again, very busy office. So check out GIAplantoday.com. So we're back to the golf parallel and retirement planning. Here is lesson number four. Learn, study, and manage the course that you are playing.
The greatest game there will ever be.
Just you and the ball.
All by your lonesome. I think it's time.
Time for what?
Time for you to see the field.
The field? I see the field. But it's 445 yards long. It's got a little red flag at the end of it. It's 12 strokes ahead of me. Come on.
That ain't it. Because if you were seeing the field, you wouldn't be hacking at that ball like you was chopping weeds out from under your front porch.
Just give me the club.
Sorry, I bring it up. Hey, you're going to take that hack away.
All right. So I love this. Legend of Bagger Vance. And Will Smith is your retirement coach. He is your caddy. I'm sorry, but Matt Damon is most of us. We just want to get we want to get it going. We want to hit it out there. Same thing goes for retirement planning. Or maybe we just have our portfolio and we don't have a caddy with us. We don't have somebody to help us, Gary.
Right. And you know, Juna is one of the more highly undervalued and underrated characters, I feel like, in any type of golf movie.
So good,
I love this movie. The Legend of Bagger Vance is very, very underrated. If you haven't watched it, go check it out. But really, Juna is a lot like all of us. Juna is very, very skilled, very, very talented with his golf game, yet sometimes doesn't want to listen to a lot of people. Maybe wants to put too much trust in his own abilities as well.
And we're all stubborn. Hey, we're all stubborn, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And it's way more common than you think to see folks just hack away at their financial planning journey with the best of intentions, though. And but without any practical knowledge of what exactly they're doing. Really, the only way to learn the course ahead is to study it. Mm-hmm. And this involves a continued commitment to improving your financial knowledge and literacy. And the biggest thing I always encourage folks to do is find someone that's going to help educate you. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of times in today's society, we have a blind trust when it comes to going into financial planning. You find somebody you trust, but they really don't educate you about what your portfolio is doing, what you need to do to plan for retirement. You just kind of say, hey, let's go at it, and you can, you know, manage my portfolio for me.
That's scary right there.
Right.
I mean, because Tanner just said so many things that I could spend the rest of this segment talking about it. Tanner, great job, by the way. I mean, and I love what he's saying about hacking away. Stop hacking away at your retirement. And Morgan, you said it so good into intro there that maybe you have a portfolio, but you don't have a plan. Guys, having a portfolio doesn't mean you have a retirement plan. It just means you got money in a portfolio, right? That's all it is. But is your current advisor talking to you about maybe doing some Roth conversions to help you with future taxes? Is he talking to you about health care? Does he have someone on staff that is an expert in Medicare planning like Tanner is? You know, what I hear in this whole segment is what team do you want to work with? What team do you trust, like Tanner said? It's not a one-man show here at Guardian, folks. I just want to make that clear. You're working with a team of professionals and a team of experts that are going to help you make sure you don't hack up your retirement plan. I mean, that's what this is all about. Put a solid plan together, and that way you can just go out and have fun on this journey, man.
I tell you, I've got a great quick example for you. Fortunate enough to play number two in Pinehurst with Caddies. And I got the legendary Rat Man. I mean, this guy has been there forever. And we are on the first hole, right? I hit a nice tee shot, hit it on the green, get up there. He starts talking to me while I'm lining up my putt. And I'm probably a 4 or 5 handicap at the time. And I felt good about my golf game. And I was just like, he's pointing over here where I should line up my putt. And I'm like, I don't see that. And he goes, okay. Do you play here every day? And I go, no. He goes, I do. Putt it over here. I go, I don't see it. And he goes, okay, fine. Putt it where you want to. You're going to be 12 feet below the hole. Where did I end up?
12 feet below the hole.
Now, yeah. I hit the comebacker for par. And he says, well, at least we know you can hit a straight putt. Listen next time. And I was just like, the rest of the time, I just kept my head down. Whatever you say, Rat Man. And I shot an 80 and on number two. And I was absolutely thrilled with that. But the point is, if you have an expert, if you have somebody that does this on a daily basis, somebody that plans for, you know, retirements of their clients, and they have their expertise, and you're not in that field, listen to the expert. And that is what I learned on Pinehurst number two. And you can learn that from Gary and his team at Team Guardian. Just about retirement planning and getting you ready, getting your ball from the tee all the way into the hole.
I love what you said. I'm sorry, I'm going to cut you off. I love what you just said right there because you said work with an expert. And guess what? I'm not an expert at everything when it comes to retirement planning. That's why I put a team around me.
Yep.
And I think it's so important, folks. A one-man show is going to be hard. I'm just saying it's hard to be successful in this industry if you're a one-man show. I did it for years. But now that I have Tanner and Tim and Todd and Bridget and Abby and Kelsey, I mean, bringing Kelsey on just from the medical billing side of things, that has made our life and Tanner's life on the Medicare side so much better. You've got to work with a team of experts that can help you get the ball in the hole. That's the whole point here, is to make sure that you get the ball in the hole and not try to get that hole-in-one every time. Let's just put a nice plan together. It's that simple.
Be open-minded. See, I wasn't open-minded on my first putt, but boy, I listened on the next one. And I tell you, it was an amazing experience. And this is what retirement planning can be. You know, have that go, you know, the back and forth. Talk about what you want in your retirement and accomplish it. Plan it out. All right, here's another one for you. And I know you're going to recognize this voice.
First thing we need to do is define the issue. Yeah?
I think we already know what it is, don't we, Coach?
What are you talking about, Willis?
Hey, you're not supposed to say that out loud.
Which is why I wrote it down. The yips.
Shh. What are the yips?
Shh. Are you kidding me, you two?
We don't say the Y word out loud. You understand? It's like saying Macbeth in a theater or Voldemort at
Hogwarts or soccer in England. Bingo.
It's when, just out of nowhere, an athlete suddenly can't do the basic fundamentals of their sport.
Yeah, you know, like Chuck Knoblauch's throw to first or Charles Barkley's golf swing.
Ouch. Ted Lasso.
Oh, love it.
Absolutely wonderful clip there. But again, Gary, just expand on that because it is so true. I mean, in golf, we don't want to say certain things in the yips or shank or, you know.
Oh, you just said it. You said the S word.
I did. I did say it. I did say it. Hazel Rocket. I mean, you just don't want any of these things. So anyway, how does this Ted Lasso clip relate to retirement planning?
It's huge because the yips or the shanks, as you called it. You know, this term was coined by a Scottish golfer named Tommy Armour, you know, way back in the day. But it's just a lack of focus. That's what it boils down to. And I'll tell you, I have been there. I have hit a beautiful drive on, you know, number one at my course is a very short par four, folks. And I have hit the best drive down the middle. I'd have 95 to 98 in. But I'm so confident that I'm going to knock it on the middle of the green, I don't focus, and I shank it right into that bunker. And if you get on the bunker on number one at Council Fire, Tanner, you know it's not fun.
I'm there a lot.
But the whole point is if your retirement plan hits a roadblock, you hit a yip, you have a shank in your retirement, does your plan have you set up to sustain that? Can you handle that negative market down 20%? Can you handle, you know, the volatility of the market? Can you handle not having the proper Medicare plan? You know, you got to make sure that your plan is set up strong. I don't want you to have a yip in your retirement plan. I don't want you to have a shank in your retirement plan. But I keep saying one single word here, P-L-A-N. Having a portfolio, having a 401k doesn't mean you have a retirement plan. You got to put something down, guys, and take a written plan home that's going to help you not get the yips in retirement.
I mean, we have so many of these lessons that we can learn with parallels to the game of golf. You know, don't get too focused on sinking that hole in one, the big hit in one fell swoop. Choosing the right club at the right time makes a difference. Again, that all is about planning. And then study the game, the rules, the fundamentals. Know where you're headed. And then learn, study, and manage the course. And then don't get the yips. Here's number six. And, guys, you can both jump in on this. Sure. Patience, discipline, dedication.
It's the same. I was just saying it. You work with a team of folks that's going to help you stay patient, that's going to help you with your discipline, and help you with your dedication to what your goals are. You got to have goals in retirement. And if you have a significant other out there, you guys got to be on the same page as well. You got to make sure you come in, work with a team that can make sure that take care of all these different things. Because, folks, when it comes to retirement, you only got one shot. And it's just like hitting that drive on number one. You got one shot at retirement, and you just want to make sure you do it right. But it all comes down to managing your game and managing your retirement. And if you have a written plan put in place, Team Guardian can help you get there. We can help you get off the tee, get to the green, make that putt, and go live every day like a Saturday in retirement. That's the ultimate goal here, Morgan. Golf is so difficult. Retirement planning is so difficult. They have a lot to do with each other. Let us help you manage the course. Let us help you maintain your discipline, maintain your patience, and make sure you're diversified well. Give us a call today and come in and see us.
Here's the number, 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. Again, you've got options here. You can do an hour-long in-person. Call the number, 800-517-1575. Leave the checkbook at home. Or you can do a 20-minute Zoom or 20-minute regular call. That's 800-517-1575. Again, three options. Take control right now. You know, hit that tee shot right down the middle of the fairway. Get started with your planning today. 800-517-1575. We've got more lessons coming up on the other side and how the links and financial planning, they all go together. It's pretty cool. We love golf, but we also love to plan for retirement. That's all coming up next on Plan Today, Own Tomorrow. Plan Today, Own Tomorrow. Your host, Gary Thurman, co-hosting this week, Tanner Moore, Senior Healthcare Advisor at Team Guardian, Guardian Investment Advisors. You can also find Tide McIntosh, Fellow Advisor, Tim McDermott, who's been on the show recently, Portfolio Manager. And, of course, Gary is the lead, Fiduciary for Advisory Services, A-plus Rating, Better Business Bureau. I'm Morgan Patrick, Consumer Advocate. We are absolutely giddy today because we get to talk a little golf. and talk a whole bunch of retirement planning and how they parallel and why they're so important. So just to kind of recap, we've been going over some lessons that you can learn when it comes to golf and retirement planning. Don't get too focused on the big hit, the hole in one. Make sure you have the entire plan. Choosing the right club at the right time. Tanner did a great job painting that picture for us, because you're not going to be hitting your pitching wedge off the tee box. You're not going to be hitting your driver out of a bunker. I mean, you have to have the right equipment at the right time. Same thing goes for retirement planning. Study the game, rules, fundamentals. Make sure you know those. And again, to recap our last portion of the program, learn, study, and manage the course and manage your retirement. Don't get the yips. And then also patience, discipline, and dedication to the matter, which obviously is your retirement planning. So now we move to lesson number 7, and that is avoiding hazards. And man, I tell you, in retirement planning, again, Tanner, this is something that we have to take a look at, because there are a lot of obstacles out there that we need to avoid.
Yeah, absolutely. The sand traps, shots in the water, any miscalculations, they can all be costly on the journey to and through retirement. The biggest questions are you aware of the hazards on the course ahead, and are you prepared, and do you have a plan how to handle them? I like to take this away as an analogy of that blind shot.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't played a course before. You have maybe an uphill, very, very elevated green, and you don't know what's ahead up on the green. Or maybe you're a little bit too far out, and it's downhill, and you can't see where your ball needs to go. Sometimes when that is your retirement plan, do you have that plan for Social Security? We all know that it's coming, yet do you know how much percentage of your income that's going to be for retirement? Mm-hmm. What is your spending like? Do you have a plan for taxes? Are you sure which accounts you plan to withdraw from? Do you have that put in place? Do you know the fees and the commissions that you're paying potentially to an advisor? These are all important steps to get ahead as soon as you can, and I always equate it to that blind shot, because we may not know what's ahead of us.
I love this, and I, you know, guys, I've been to the Masters a few times, and the only time I've been on a Sunday, the only time, I was with my good friend Tom McDermott. We put our seats on number 10. We walked the whole course. We came back to number 10 as Mr. Jordan Spieth, who had a four-shot lead, walked to the number 10 tee box. We followed him 10, 11, 12, and I ran, and I ran, and I ran. I had to get away from the kid, because he was six over in those three holes.
Wow.
I don't know if you guys remember what happened to
him
on number 12. That was just pure miscalculations, like Tanner just said. He just hit the wrong club, and then he tried to do it again. Like, you know, he walked away, I think, with an 8 on number 12. I could be wrong on that, on the par 3. But, you know, miscalculations in your retirement planning, avoiding those hazards like Tanner just talked about, that's a big deal, Morgan. And I love that analogy about avoiding hazards in your retirement planning.
Again, having some fun with the game of golf and also retirement planning, the parallels that are there. It's just, again, when you think about your future and your retirement, make sure you have that plan. The opportunity to get on the calendar with Guardian Investment Advisors is ongoing during the course of this show. All you've got to do is call 800-517-1575. Again, leave the checkbook at home. You can do an hour-long in person. You can do a 20-minute Zoom, 20-minute regular call. Again, these are complimentary. Kind of see where you are. And if you have not started planning and you're sitting on that portfolio, be ready, folks. You got to have a plan. 800-517-1575. Those are complimentary appointments. Call now. All right, so here is our next lesson. Learn, try to learn, okay? And this is a tough one. Learn from the mistakes that you do make, because guess what? We are going to make them, and don't get too emotional. Listen to this.
Where's the ball?
It's gone.
I took my ball.
Go back to the tee, hit another ball.
I took my ball.
Go back to the tee, hit another ball. Two-stroke penalty. You know what? I'm going to just drop it over here, and that's all. I'm dropping where the body was, right here. That's in the rules. I'm not going to take a penalty. I'll tell you that. I'm not taking a penalty. I hit the ball over here. I hit one of the great shots of my life. I'm playing from here. Oh. You threw my ball away. I gotta take a drop.
No dropping, man.
You can't take a drop.
What are you talking about? They threw my ball away.
You hit somebody.
That's right.
He's fine. He's okay. Listen, I'm dropping a ball.
Not on our watch, you're dropping a ball.
I'm not going back to the team.
All right. I don't want to focus too much on the actual golf side of this, but I've been witness to some emotion on the golf course, and a lot of it has to do with rules or if somebody gives you a score after you putt out.
You know what I'm thinking?
You know, and you're looking at them like, there's no way you shot bogey on that hole. I was counting. But anyway, this is Larry David. I mean, he Curb Your Enthusiasm. This dude is brilliant when it comes to comedy.
He is.
But he loves the game of golf, and he really portrayed, you know, absolutely losing it on the golf course quite well.
I got one word for you, Tanner. Moose.
Very well. I was thinking the same thing as you were.
We have a friend that is maybe the most emotional golfer I've ever played with in my life.
I have once seen him drop to his knees and punch the earth for a tee shot.
But all that being said, it's, you know, learning from your mistakes and not getting too emotional. And I'll be honest with you, I'm an emotional person on a daily basis. This is one of my biggest weaknesses, Tanner, on the golf course, because, you know, I hit that bad tee shot and then I'm just mad, right? And then you lose all focus because instead of learning from that mistake, learning what I did wrong, you know, what I normally do is I try to overcorrect what I did wrong. And that's just an emotional, a lack of strength in your mental capacity. And it comes with financial situations as well. You're going to have missed opportunities. That's the bottom line. You're going to hit a bad tee shot, you know, and there are some guys that on tour right now that I just love to watch. I mean, Ricky Fowler is a prime example. You know, Ricky could hit one in the water on 17 at TPC Sawgrass, and he'll just, yeah, darn, you know, I made a mistake. But he's going to go to that drop area and have all the focus trying to get that ball up and down for bogey. So that's what it's all about, and you can't beat yourself up over the past. You can't beat yourself up when you have a missed opportunity. You need to sit down with a pro. You need to sit down with a team of pros, create a financial plan that will help you focus for your future retirement planning. Don't try to do it alone, I guess is my point here. Let us help you not get emotional and not make those big mistakes, Morgan.
Again, we're going over some lessons learned, and golf and the parallels, just absolutely phenomenal. And when you start talking about golf and you really get into the game, you're going to take lessons. You want to learn. You want to get better at the game. You want to hone your craft. Same thing goes for retirement planning. And that comes to our number 9 lesson. And here it is. Work with a professional. You mentioned it, Gary, as you were wrapping up your thoughts, that it's so important to sit down with someone that's been there before, that's done that before, can advise you on this path to and through your retirement. Walking into it blind, that blind shot, as Tanner referred to earlier, you don't want that feeling. You want that confidence sitting 100 yards out with your pitching wedge, and you know you're going to knock it pin high within 10 feet, and you've got a really good opportunity at birdie, but at least you're going to par, right?
Absolutely. You know, whether you're working with a golf pro to protect your swing or hitting the PGA Tour with a caddy, you have to have a team of folks behind you that you trust to help guide you through the process. That's a huge thing. Guide you through the process because retirement planning should be handled in the same fashion. You want to work with a professional you can trust. And I love to use, since we're on this golf episode, right, I love to use the analogy of Wyndham Clark because really his story over the last couple of years is huge, and it could equate to any type of professional because he's always been just your middle-of-the-road professional, very good, but nothing over the top, right? And when he started to listen to a few people in his corner to seek out a mental coach that's going to help guide his way in between the years, we see him win a U.S. Open.
He's ranked number 4 in the world.
Rise to number 4 in the world now. And he has his mental health coach. He has his psychologist, per se. She's inside the ropes at all times now, all access with him at all times. Just to keep him on the straight path. I think we all need that, whether it's in life, retirement planning, or any venture.
I agree 100%, buddy.
Okay, let's just for fun, let's do this, guys, and you guys can rattle these off. There's a lot of golf jargon, and you can apply it to retirement. Just get us I'll get you started, and then you guys just roll because we all play golf. So the practice shot.
Yeah, the practice shot. I mean, that's why you have practice rounds, right? That's why Tiger and Justin were in Augusta this week, you know, getting a practice round in. But having a practice shot, but what I like about this is practice retirement before you go into it. You know, once you reach, let's say, 60 – from 60 to 64, so to speak. Let's try to get on a budget, a retirement spending plan. Let's practice it first. That way, when you finally get that gold watch and you retire, then you can kind of transition into retirement pretty easy.
All right. Next one up, Birdie. How does that relate to retirement planning?
Birdie's going to be that early retirement. And, you know, the average pro is only going to have about maybe 2 to 3 birdies in a round, right? Yep. Doesn't happen that often. But I would say early retirement.
Yeah, early retirement would be fun, right? That's an eagle.
Yeah. That's true.
Does that mean the lotto is an albatross?
Oh, absolutely it is. Yeah. Absolutely.
Right, last one we have time for, and that's just the standard, right? The par.
That's my goal every time I play golf. I mean, I always have a goal to shoot par, right? I mean, that's what you want to do. And that's how most folks here in the Tennessee Valley, guys, we're going to get a par, but guess what? That's good. Because that means we're going to be above average, in my opinion. You know, if you look at golf compared to retirement planning, there's a lot of risk out there, and there's a lot of people that are not prepared. And here at Guardian, we want to make sure you par every hole. We want to make sure that you have a fun 18 holes of golf with your friends and your family. Folks, you got one shot at retirement. Make sure you do it right. Give us a call today to claim that 20-minute phone call or Zoom call. It's just the conversation between you and me.
Listen to your retirement caddy. 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. Ira Long, in office, sit down, complimentary, leave the checkbook at home, or you can do a 20-minute Zoom or 20-minute regular call. Call now. They're complimentary. 800-517-1575. When we return, we've got retirement scenarios when we come back. Plan Today, Own Tomorrow, hosted by Gary Thurman. He's got 25-plus years in the business. He's the lead at Team Guardian, Guardian Investment Advisors, a fiduciary firm, A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau, and it is a team approach. You've got Tide McIntosh, fellow advisor, Tim McDermott, portfolio manager, and our co-host today, Tanner Moore, senior healthcare advisor. But they've got front office and back office, Kelsey, Bridget, Abby. It's all about helping you get to and through your retirement. Have a plan. Work with a professional. We've had a lot of fun having the golf parallels. I mean, it's a great time of year. People are getting out and start to swing the sticks again. Some wonderful golf tournaments are coming up for us to view. But having the parallels between the game of golf and retirement planning, it just makes sense. So we've had some fun with that. Hope you've enjoyed it. So now we have scenarios. Gary, we'll start with you. Here's the one. A few questions. What can I do? Or what should I do with an old 401k retirement account of mine? My former employer stopped contributing to it when I got laid off after the pandemic in 2020. As of today, my balance is roughly about $16,000. Will this account continue to grow even if I don't contribute to it?
Good question. So the first thing I see here is my balance is roughly $16,000, which means this is probably a pretty young person. You guys agree with that?
Yep.
Probably a pretty young person here. So and first of all, they sound a little surprised that the former employer stopped putting money in. Guys, I promise you, if you no longer work for a company, they're not going to continue to put money into your 401k. The rule of thumb here is take control of that money. Let's roll that $16,000 over to an IRA. You're going to have more options than you do in the 401k. Now, will the 401k continue to grow? Maybe, but you don't have anybody managing it. Right? It's just out there. Nobody's really watching over your $16,000, and you're still paying them a fee for that as well. So I personally think you should move it over to an IRA. And then, based on me assuming you're younger, I would take that $16,000 and I would do a Roth conversion. I would go ahead and pay those taxes now, convert the $16,000 over to a Roth IRA. That way, when this younger person that we're thinking here retires, they'll have a nest egg of tax-free money. That would be my advice for this person.
I tell you, scenarios always interesting. These are all, you know, situations that occur, and there may be something that's close to what you're going through, but remember, it isn't exactly what you're going through. We've talked about having, you know, that customized plan. Same thing when you play golf. I mean, you're going to play different courses every time you go out, unless you're a member of a club, but they're going to have different tee sheet. You know, you're going to have the pin in a different place. I mean, you're going to have to plan and have strategy for that, even if you're playing the same golf course every week. But, you know, I guess the story behind this is make sure you have a plan. Things are going to change. Make sure you can, you know, go with the changes, roll with it. So here's the next scenario, Gary, for you. I have a 401k from a previous employer that I'm considering rolling over to an IRA, so I don't have two different big name companies involved in my finances. The problem is I'm down around 12% on the 401k. Should I wait to recoup some losses or just roll it over right now?
Oh, okay. So kind of the same scenario a little bit as our first question there. Again, I'm gonna make a note here. Previous employer. Folks, when you leave an old 401k with your previous employer, you lose all control. You don't have anybody professionally managing that money for you. And the fact that this person is down about 12% when the market last year and the market this year is up tremendously, you should not be down 12%. All that screams to me is lack of management. There's nobody there to help you, and you're still paying fees on that 401k. So why in the world would you not take control of that money, roll it over to an IRA like you're thinking about doing? Do it now, because you're just going to continue to get beat up in the market if you don't have anybody helping you manage that, checking your risk levels. Are you young? Are you old? Should we look at a Roth conversion? There's so many things we can look at here, but I would say take control of that money now. You should not be down 12%. You should be up if everything's based in the market. So give us a call today. Come in and see Tim. Let's show you how to take care of that.
All right. I mean, you're a listener. You're out there. Maybe you've got an old 401k. This is an excellent opportunity for you to jump on the calendar with Guardian Investment Advisors. Call the number 800-517-1575. Leave the checkbook at home. These are complimentary. You can do an hour in person. You can do a 20-minute Zoom, 20-minute regular call. Call the number 800-517-1575. Next scenario, we'll throw this at Tanner. I'm trying to decide between two different financial advisors. Are there things that I can ask them beyond the obvious so I can pick the right one for me?
Yeah, I would say the main one would be, are you a fiduciary? You know, are you going to act in the best interest of the client there? That's the main one. I also feel that, and we feel in our office, that a big question would be to ask, how will we work together? How do you communicate with your clients? So, you know, that's a big thing when it comes to communicating with clients. And it's a two-way street there. It's not just one way, in our opinion. And then the last one would be, what is your fee structure and how are you compensated as an advisor? I think that's always good to be transparent as well with clients.
I love everything you just said there, Tanner. I want to jump in here for a few minutes. Another thing I would add to the mix is are you working with an independent advisor, or are you working someone that's with a big box store, as we call them? You know, if you're working with one of the big box stores, guess what? I hope you're doing well, but they're so limited on what they can offer, Tanner. You know, when you work with an independent advisor like Guardian, we've got the whole grocery store to shop from, man. We got Costco. We can take you shopping at Costco and make sure that we put you in the right situation. But one big word here I want to use: who do you trust, right? You talked about that earlier in the show. You got to find someone you trust, just like in the game of golf that we've been talking about all day. Do you trust your head professional or whomever your golf teacher is? Do you trust what they're trying to do with your swing? Do you trust your caddy? Do you trust your teammates if you're playing in some kind of team atmosphere in golf? You got to be able to trust your team of retirement specialists, folks. So I love everything Tanner said. Looking for a fiduciary, all right? Looking for options on what they can do. Looking for a team approach. There's so many great things out there. I think you need to interview as many financial advisors as you can, not just two. I would interview several and just make sure you find the one that fits your needs and your wants the most. But make sure, Tanner, they're going to communicate with you and they're going to listen to you.
Absolutely.
I think that's huge.
All right. I've got actually two scenarios left. There is a surprise coming. We'll see how they handle it. But here's the final scenario for you, Gary. As a general guideline, what percentage of income should I save if I'm 42 and way behind on my current retirement?
Oh, way behind. Okay, so the general rule of thumb is to try to save, you know, 10 to 20% of your retirement, of your income for your current income for future income, 10 to 20%. If this 42-year-old is way behind, you know, they might need to bite the bullet a little bit. They might need to look at doing 25, 30, 35%. I mean, and guess what? You might have to make a lot of sacrifices. But you're 42, you're 22, 23, possibly years away from retirement. So if you start putting back more now, then you're going to be ahead of the game, paying yourself first. And another thing, in 8 years from now, you'll be 50. And that way we'll be able to do the catch-up contribution. So I would button down the hatch and maybe cut some things out of my daily spending so I can put more money back in my retirement. And as a general rule of thumb, let's start with 25%. Start with 25%, then maybe every year increase it by 5%. That way in 22, 23 years, you're sitting good in that retirement plan.
Plan today, own tomorrow. We've been having some fun with golf parallels. So my final scenario is a golf scenario, and I want you to listen to the scenario, but also relate it to retirement planning. So here it is. You're playing TPC Sawgrass. Par 5, driver off the tee lands in the rough. Yardage is one that you can normally handle if you land in the fairway, but you are in the rough. Water's in front of the green. You want to go for it. How do you handle this golf scenario? And please parallel with retirement planning.
Tanner?
You know, the biggest thing is going to be, where are you currently in the rough? What is the lie in the rough? Mm-hmm. Is it deep down in the rough where I know I need to maybe attack it at a different angle? Or is it maybe a flyer lie? And a flyer lie, folks that are listening, is something where you feel it's going to do one thing, but it actually jumps out of the rough way quicker than you think. Mm-hmm. And you actually hit it farther than what your club is anticipating it to hit. And so I think that equates to retirement planning, because where are you currently with your portfolio? Where do you want to go with that? And then what is the strategy involved to get there?
Yeah, I'm going to use a totally different analogy here. And I'm going to compare the age difference between Tanner and I, right? Because I promise you right now, if Tanner Moore is within striking distance,
I'm going for
it. He is going, baby. I know this guy. There's no hold back. He'll say, Gary, I hate my wedge game. He's going for it, where I'm older. I don't have his power.
Right.
I'm laying it up, Morgan, and because I'm going to go towards the softer approach.
Yes, me too.
He's going to be more risky. I'm going to be the person that's less risky. I hope that helps in retirement
planning.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The older you get, the less risky you got to be. But yeah. I'm telling you, Tanner is going, Gary, can I borrow your three wood, brother? Because he hits my three wood 300 yards, and he is ripping it, man.
And guys, I gave you the scenario in the rough, hoping for the conservative approach, and Tanner's like, well, it depends on the lie. It depends on the lie.
And you know, it's like that 315-yard par 4. There's going to be a lot of hazards around that green,
that's
and
right.
I'm going to be in them from the tee box probably.
Yeah.
Because I'm going for the green.
You're going. Yeah, Tanner's going to take that 10% chance he's going to hit that green. Man, Morgan, I love that analogy, because that's what it comes to retirement planning. And you got to do it right the first time. But, you know, if you're younger, like Tanner, you got more risk on your side. If you're older, like me, you got less risk on your side. Put a financial plan together that's going to withstand you going for that green every once in a while, baby, because you've got your green bucket approach. You've got your income plan set up. Maybe we can have a little fun with a red bucket. But, folks, guess what? You got one shot at retirement. Make sure you do it right.
Here's the phone number, 800-517-1575. These are complimentary appointments, 800-517-1575. Three options for you. You can do an hour-long in person. You can do a 20-minute Zoom or a 20-minute regular call. Call the number now. Leave the checkbook at home, 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. Another edition of Plan Today, Own Tomorrow's in the books. For Gary and Tanner, I'm Morgan. We'll see you on the radio next week.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Investment advisory services provided by Guardian Investment Advisors, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. None of the information contained in this program shall constitute an offer to sell or solicit any offer or buy any security or insurance product. The information and opinions contained in any of the material requested from this program are provided by third parties and have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. They are given for informational purposes only and are not a solicitation to buy or sell any of the products mentioned. The information is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation.